This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pity the team that had to come up with a list of the 100 best Texas songs for this month's issue of Texas Monthly magazine, The Music Issue. Pity them for the agonizing choice between On the Road Again, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, Crazy, Always on My Mind, and That's Just Willie Nelson. Pity Jeff McCord and John Worthland. They're the brains behind the list, and they join us now from member station KUT in Austin. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello.
I wanted to, before we talk about how you put the list together, let's just go right to the top. Let's go straight to your number one song. And this is a song that you picked from 1965.
It's the Sir Douglas Quintet's She's About a Mover.
Let's take a listen.
A lot of people are confused why we picked this as number one, but the fact is that it's a wonderful song. I mean, it appeals to rock and roll fans. It has a conjunto feel to it. It's really timeless. It has a sort of a new wave sound to it, a rock and roll sound. Everything about Texas music is there in this song.
Let's describe what you mean when you say 100 best Texas songs. What's your definition of a Texas song?
It's a song by a Texas artist. Texas artist being somebody born in Texas or somebody who spent time in the state, and the state plays a key part in their music.
But Jeff, somebody could have just been born in Texas, left Texas, and it could still get them on the list?
Yeah, we gave a total pass to people born in Texas. I mean, they could have left it in diapers. They still were eligible for the list. Sly Stone's an example of somebody on this list who grew up in Dallas but left before he played a note. And
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I was glad to take a listen to the song that's number 7 on your list. This is the old hymn, Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground, by Blind Willie Johnson.
This is one of my absolute favorite records of all time. It is just incredibly powerful, intense, almost chilling in a way. If you listen to Blind Willie Johnson's only other work, and he really only recorded 30 songs, he had this huge croak of a voice, and he obviously learned to play on the streets where he could shout over the din of the crowd. And on this tune, it's like he almost can't bear to sing. This is a crucifixion hymn. It's an 18th century hymn, and it's just amazing.
We've been talking about some of the maybe lesser-known songs. We should mention that Gene Autry's on the list, Bob Wills, Ernest Tubb. And I was surprised to see at number 19, Ornette Coleman. I didn't realize he was from Texas.
Ornette is from Fort Worth. He recorded first in L.A. where he had his first real band.
But he still counts as Texan.
Oh, definitely. And there's real Texas in his playing. I mean, there's a tradition in jazz called Texas tenor, of this big kind of wide open sound. And Ornette, though he's not playing tenor a lot of the time, he's got that same feel. It's that R&B feel and that sort of shuffle feel. Just a real kind of loping, wide-open sound to his music.
Okay, we're gonna shift gears wildly here and go to your choice for number 38, the 38th top Texas song, which is this number from the late Selena. Okay, this is from 1994, Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. Jeff McCord, justify this choice, please.
It's a classic tune. I mean, it was a big hit, for one thing. Selena is undeniable, especially in this part of the country. I mean, she was amazingly big in Texas.
You think it'll stand the test of time?
I do. It's basically a novelty record, and it's a summer song. Selena's from Corpus Christi, the beach, and this is a real beach record. And like a lot of beach records that are sort of novelties, they last forever, and I think this will be one of them.
Well, we've worked our way through some of your top 40, and then the next 60, in your view, best Texas songs. You group alphabetically in no particular order. I understand you've brought one of these songs, one of these bottom 60 of your top 100, in with you to KUT today. Tell us what you brought in.
Linda Lou by Ray Sharp.
Well, now they call my baby Patty, but her real name was Linda Lou. Well, now they call my baby Patty, but her real name was Linda Lou.
Well, toes are tapping in this studio. I think if you're not dancing by the end of that song, there's just something wrong with you.
Definitely a Texas dancehall record.
That song makes me smile every time I hear it.
That's great. Jeff McCord, what do you hear when you hear that song?
Texas, all the way. I mean, it's total Texas Roadhouse blues, and it's just fun. I just broke into a huge smile when it came on. So.
You must have known when you started putting this list together that you were just setting yourselves up for an avalanche of angry email from people who just thought you got it all wrong.
We had some idea.
Let's
put it that way. Yeah. People are passionate about Texas music. Obviously, there's good reason to be so with such an impressive array of artists.
The only other thing I've ever done for the magazine that rivals this in terms of mail is I'm one of the judges on the barbecue issue, where we drive around the state and raid all the barbecue restaurants around Texas, the barbecue joints. And that one usually gets people riled up pretty good. Barbecue is the only thing that comes close.
Well, Texas,
music and barbecue, that kind of sums up Texas.
You take it pretty seriously down there.
Yeah.
Jeff McCord and John Worthland, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Jeff McCord is music director of member station KUT in Austin. John Worthland is a writer at large for Texas Monthly. Their choices for the 100 best Texas songs are in the April issue of Texas Monthly.
Linda Lou, Linda Lou, tell me, what are you going to do? I had a real bad dream last night, honey. You said that we were through. Well, now if you ever leave me, you're gonna break my poor heart in two.
This is All Things Considered.